The John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. And as you know, lots of coaching changes here at One Bills Drive over the last few weeks. And one of the moves brings a new defensive line coach to the Buffalo Bills. Pepper Johnson named in the job last Friday night. And Pepper Johnson is in the studio with us. Thanks for coming by here. We appreciate you coming in here tonight.
John, I'm glad to be here.
A big move for you after 14 years with the New England Patriots. How does that feel?
My legs are still shaking a little
bit. Yeah, I bet.
But I'm excited. I am so excited. Always have been a fan of Doug and the Buffalo Bills, and just getting the opportunity to just spread my wings and get from up under the shadows, you know, of Coach Belichick. And so it's a good thing. It's a good opportunity.
In your profession in NFL coaching, when a guy is one place for that long, 14 years, guy typically stays that long. It's unusual to move after something like that.
Exactly. Well, I'm growing, and I'm a very ambitious person. I started off coaching, and I moved around a little bit while I was there with New England, starting off with the linebackers. Well, starting off with Andy Katzenmoyer. That's a long story.
What, you just had him
yourself? That was my project. Okay. Yeah, I had to learn Andy Katzenmoyer. Then I graduated to coaching the inside linebackers and took the linebackers over. And then eventually the defensive line for 8 years, and then I went back to the linebackers the last couple of years.
And why were you bouncing around? Was that at your request, or did Coach Belichick want you to try something else?
Well, early on it was Coach Belichick with me graduating. But I went to the defensive line to try to help out our defensive coordinator, Romeo Crennel, because he was the defense coordinator / defensive line coach, and just to give him a stand-up job so he can a walk-around defense coordinator, that's what a lot of people refer to him as, so that he didn't have to worry about specifically the defensive line. I could take over those responsibilities, and I knew a lot about it. And so that was a suggestion for myself. Coach Belichick approved it. And then going back to the linebackers, I thought we just needed another push from the linebackers, that communication-wise, and I'm experienced. I haven't played linebacker for 13 years under the same system. And so Coach Belichick thought it was a great move for us.
And tell me about the Katzenmoyer experience. What made that interesting for you?
Well, the rumors that was very bad gave the kid a bad reputation coming from Ohio State, you know.
And you were a fellow Buckeye, obviously.
Fellow Buckeye, and I was one of the – I wanted to condemn him. But it was bad. And first of all, I started off with the number 45. And, you know, I strongly believe Archie Griffin number should have been retired. And the rumors were that he demanded to have 45 before he would come to Ohio State. And it's so untrue. And just talking to him, and it's so untrue, and it was, you know, unfair for him. That experience, it only lasted like 10 weeks with his injury. But it gave me a lot of time to get to know that kid and deal with him. And it just wiped the slate clean from the dirty rumors that
I
had.
Yeah. Are you looking at someday, I mean, you said you want to move up. Are you thinking coordinator someday? Is that the next logical step for you?
I would love to, because in a sense, those 13 years that I played in the NFL, that I graduated to calling a lot of the defenses and having the responsibility of running our defense and being this extension of the coach from the sideline. It's a dream of mine. It's a goal of mine that I would like to. But right now, I have to deal with this defensive line.
Yeah. You know, it struck me the last couple of weeks, Pepper, when the Bills here dealt with Mike Patton leaving and taking a couple of assistants. And it's unfortunate when it happens, but this is kind of the engine that moves the NFL. Coaches looking for their next opportunity, setting up a system somewhere else. Somebody else gets a chance to be coordinator or position coach. It kind of is a necessary part of the NFL coaching, isn't it?
It It seems to be.
Yeah.
Like you rarely get to. I've seen a lot of faces come and go at my previous job. And now I became one of those guys that I moved on. And you learn a lot more of the game. Just today alone, just listening to the conversation of the other guys on the defensive staff, the terminology. It's still football, but it's just some of the terminology in the thought process and some of the game planning that guys and suggestions that guys are having is different for me now because I've been in a certain structure for so long.
We're in the studio with Pepper Johnson, the Bills' new defensive line coach, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You played 13 years. You came into the league as a second-round pick with the New York Giants, and you walk in there, and there's Bill Bill Parcells.
Yes.
What was that like?
he told us all, this is 1986, he told us all that he didn't need any of us.
That's how welcome he started to the NFL.
Yes, that's how he started it off. He said he didn't. The New York Giants didn't need any of the guys. They made it to the playoffs. This is a train, a locomotive that was steamrolling. And the best thing, his best advice to us was that you can just, if you got enough speed and you got enough heart, then catch on to the caboose because this train is moving.
How do players respond to that?
And the guys, everybody was tentative and paying attention to him. And you felt like, hey, any bad move, you might get cut, you know, and left out to dry. And so I started running.
Yeah. Could that approach work now in the NFL,
no.
Do you think, Pepper? Not at all?
But, you know, some guys. Let me not say no, period. I think some guys believe in working hard and to the day they drop. And you have some guys that they feel like a lot of things, the opportunities are, they deserve them. Like they're supposed to be given opportunities, and they're going to make it some form or fashion, whether it's here or somewhere else, and not just looking at it as it's a privilege. It's an honor to be in the NFL and getting the opportunity to play, because if you really think about it, you look back at your drive and your journey through high school and college, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of friends I know for myself that wanted the opportunity to play in the league and they didn't get the opportunity to play in the league. And so I think those, a lot of guys that are in the league, that they should look at it as an honor.
You walk into that linebacker room and there's Lawrence Taylor sitting in the linebacker room. And what was that like playing with the LT?
He called, that was a wonderful experience. Like a lot of people, you hear all the negative stuff about Lawrence, and no one ever really addressed how he was as a teammate. He's a great teammate. He assisted you. Now, for my first year, him and Harry Carson, they never called me Pepper Johnson. They never said my name whatsoever. They didn't even call me Johnson. It was just Rookie. A Rook. Rook this. We could be out to dinner, the linebacker dinner. It was still Rook. Hey, Rook, go get me a drink. Hey, Rook, go whatever. And it was the same thing. It was amazing. Then we got into the playoffs. Even out at the Super Bowl, they called me Rook.
And you got in the Super Bowl your first year?
My first year. Yeah, my first season. And it was still Rook until after that ball game. And you know, we came back as a team and all that stuff, and they finally referred to me as Pepper.
Wow. And then you went back to the Super Bowl 4 years later and met up against the Buffalo Bills with the K-Gun offense. And
yes.
Didn't really struggle that much with the K-Gun offense. At least your team kept that offense off the field in that game.
Well, we collectively. Like, we played them strong, I guess, better than a lot of other people, but it was a team defense. Even our offense and our the special teams, it was a team deal because, like you said, they wasn't out there on the field a lot, so that really helped us out tremendously. That you didn't have to see Thurman Thomas every play and Andre Reed every play, so that really helped us out defensively.
Thomas, many people in these parts believe that if that kick goes through, Thurman Thomas is probably the MVP of that game. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'm quite sure. The guy is amazing. He's done a lot of things, and I'm glad I don't have to chase him anymore.
Are you aware, you probably are, that Coach Belichick's game plan from that game, Super Bowl 25, is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's the game plan shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. All of us should be in the Hall of Fame.
Good point.
Made it work. But, no, I at that given time and with the K-Gun and everything, I'm quite sure that's the reasoning for it, you know, because of just slowing them down. I think they scored 50 points, you know, the first game of the playoffs.
51-3 the week before, yeah.
Exactly. So to slow them down to 19 was was huge.
We're talking with Pepper Johnson, the Bills' new defensive line coach, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You played in the league for a while after that, and then you got into coaching. When did you start thinking of coaching as your career after you got off the playing field?
Pretty much when I was in college at
Ohio
State.
You knew that all along?
I never expected at this level. I wanted to go back and coach my high school. I tried to pick the brains of everybody that I respected. As a player. So I talked to Reggie White. I talked to Richard Dent. I talked to Seth Joyner, you know, from defensive guys. Cornelius Bennett, you know, from another linebacker point of view. I talked to receivers. I talked to defensive backs. Just if I can get some of that knowledge and give it to some high school kids and that still have that drive, I felt like, hey, I'm going to be this great high school football coach just with that knowledge. And so I came and I did the minority internship with Coach Belichick after I retired, and just wanted to get some information on organization-wise on how to organize the your staff and practice schedules and all that stuff like that. And I felt like over my playing career, that I picked brains of enough worthy guys that it would help me. And I think Coach Belichick knew if I got back involved with football that I was going to stay. So that first year in 2000, we may have won 5 games. I don't know. And I felt really bad because I didn't think that I helped enough, that I couldn't really exert myself and spread, you know, not just working with Andy, with Captain Moore, but just more with the linebackers, more defensively. I had a lot more to say. And he caught me like week 12 and asked me if I wanted to stay and coach. And I couldn't really give my answer then because my son at the given time was getting ready to start high school. And raising him in the house together. He's born and raised in Columbus, Ohio in 1986, which was an awesome year for me. So the birth of my son and won the Super Bowl. But anyway, I wanted to talk to him because my plan was to go back to Columbus and help him out, bring him along in his high school career. So I talked with him for a couple of days, when I first told him, he was like, "Dad, go coach.
Yeah.
I'm going to be okay. You got me this far and from a long distance and flying in." And Coach Belichick allowed me to go back and forth as I wanted to. So I coached the very first year. We go and win the Super Bowl again. And I'm like, history is repeating itself.
Yeah.
And Otis Smith and Ty Law was like, "Pep, it's one thing you haven't done in your playing career was repeat. You have to coach another year." So the rest is history. I started another year and still didn't repeat. Matter of fact, we didn't even make the playoffs in 2002. And then I finally got the repeat.
Pepper, you played under Bill Belichick. You coached alongside Bill Belichick. As you can imagine, Belichick is much discussed around these parts after all that the Patriots have done against the Buffalo Bills over the years. What would you tell Bills fans about the mystique of Bill Belichick? Is that a real thing? What should Bills fans know about Bill Belichick?
he is what you see,
because
that is him. I mean, it's like his mind is constantly going. He's always thinking. He's always trying to stay 3 months, 3 years ahead. So lots of times you can't really take him personal because he have walked past me plenty of times in the hallway and don't say hello or with his head down or whatever. And I know a lot of players, when they first experience Bill, they think, this guy is dry, that he, you know, he don't address anybody. Did I do anything wrong? Is he mad at me? I'm like, trust me, if he's not talking to you, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's just being Bill. But as soon as he stops you in the hall and he starts talking to you, that's when you need to pay attention and see what you've been doing wrong in the past, because, or out there on the field, because something is coming.
When the announcement came that you were leaving the Patriots last week, you know, typically coaches will say, we wish him well, blah, blah, blah. This statement that Belichick issued last week was pretty amazing, or actually it was almost 2 weeks ago now. Belichick said, I am proud and honored to have spent more years of my career with Pepper Johnson than any other player or coach. Of all the people I coached or worked with, nobody has more passion and love for the game than Pepper. That's a pretty amazing statement coming from a guy who's, you know, going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. And a guy we're going to beat next year.
There you go. I like to hear that.
I appreciate everything, because that was Bill Belichick as a friend. That was my friend. That was the guy that patted me on the back when I first came into the league and shook my hand and everything. So 26 years really 27 years of just knowing the guy, and 26 years, 13 as a player and 13 coaching, you kind of grow a connection there.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a love, and I don't even have to mention how much I respect the respect that I have for him. And Bill, it was tough. It was tough for him. It was tough for me to walk away. But at the same token, he knows the passion that I have for the game. And I could not do that there with the Patriots, that I needed to come out here and bring a Super Bowl championship to Buffalo.
Pepper Johnson, our guest, the Bills' new defensive line coach. How do you feel about being back coaching D linemen this year?
Oh, it's definitely a challenge, because I got a group that I'm just going to try not to screw up.
Yeah, there's some talent there.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent there. And I watch from afar, and now I get the opportunity to kind of steer it in a certain direction. And I hope we have a lot of success. And I plan on having a lot of success with these guys.
Have you had a chance to reach out to any of these players, talk to any of these players?
These guys have had me, like, working.
Yeah. What are you doing here? What routine they got you in here?
I just came in today, so I'm talking mess. But I just came in, and it's been nonstop that, you know, with Swartz, that we're trying to get ourselves ready for when the players do come in on how we're going to address certain issues.
In the course of our 12-minute conversation here, you've mentioned beating Belichick twice and winning Super Bowls here. I think you're going to be a fan favorite if you keep talking like that.
Well, it's one thing, as an ex-player and coaching in this league, there's one thing about talking about it. A lot of people can bring it up, and especially it's easy to say during the off season. It's another thing to go out and do it. And I can only have any success from the players. You know, if the players are having success, then I'm having success. If I can't go out there and play anymore, so I need for these guys to jump on the board. It's a fine line between talent from every team that's in the league. I strongly believe that, and I can see that every week when we, you know, when you go out there and play every Sunday. And to me, it's a difference on the players buying into the system and playing for something other than themselves, whether they plan for the head coach, whether they plan for the position coach. You want them playing for each other, and you want all the guys to feel like this is a memorable moment. This is a time in their lives that they don't want to ever forget. We don't have enough time through this whole season that I could tell you about stories about Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson and Carl Banks, my experience with those guys, Leonard Marshall, and some of the friends that I've made over the course of 13 years of playing football, whether it was teammates or some guys that you played against. So those experiences you take with you after the game is all said and done, is wrapped up. And you really don't want to leave this game and walk away not saying you won a championship. I've been very blessed. I have five. And I am trying my best to get another ring on that other hand. And it's I didn't stumble the last couple of times in the Super Bowl. It was once upon a time I was like, let's just get to the bowl, and I'll show you how to win it. But now it's been struggling a little bit. So this new door, I have a lot of energy in this new opportunity. I'm excited about the season.
We're excited to have you. Thank you very much for coming in here tonight.
You.
Pepper Johnson, the Bills' new defensive line coach. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.